Hi, it's Patty, and I'm back for our March food challenge. And this month is all about fermentation, and I'm going to do two recipes real quick so you can see how easy it is to start doing some fermentation at home. So I'm doing a water kefir, and I'm doing cashew yogurt. So I started out with the water kefir. I have activated kefir grains in here, and I buy these at Cultures for Health. They come dried, and you activate them. This takes about 48 to 72 hours. And then you can see that they're nice and fluffy and alive. And these I've had in the refrigerator in between making kefir. So the first thing I do is I get some boiling water and I add sugar to it. It's half a cup of boiling water to a quarter cup of sugar. So this water is hot. You don't want to put your greens right in here, but you stir this until the sugar dissolves. And then I'm adding another 3.5 cups of room temperature water to this, and then just testing the temperature because you don't want it too hot, but it feels pretty good about room temperature now. And then I'm going to take my grains and dump them into here. And then this is going to sit for a 24 to 48 hours. You're going to let it sit in a warm place from, 68 to 85 degrees. You don't want it any hotter than that. And so that's it. I put a coffee filter over the top with a rubber band. And then I'm going to let this sit in a warm spot for 1 to 2 days. And you're all done with the water kefir. And when this is done, you can drain this and then you can add flavorings to it. So a lot of times I'll just leave it plain, or I like to put pomegranate juice in it. So you would drain the grains out, take the water culture, and you can add some flavoring to it. And then you would let it sit again for 24 to 48 hours. And that's when it starts to get fizzy. So you have your good soda alternative with your kefir. Then the second one I'm going to do is the yogurt. So for the yogurt, I have my blender here, and I have a cup of cashews that I soaked overnight. So they're nice and soft. Those are going to go in the blender. And then I have a cup of room temperature water. I'm going to dump that in here and turn the blender on where my lid is. Here it is. So we're going to blend this. Temperature water. It's a little on the warm side. And then I have a packet of yogurt starter culture here. This is the yogurt starter culture. And I buy this from Cultures for Health. But you can also use a probiotic capsule if you don't have the starter culture. So you can see this is a little liquidy. And you can put a little bit less water in there if you want to. And I have a yogurt therm. So I'm going to dump this in here. Scrape this out. I'm going to dump my grains in here. I'm going to stir this up. And then you can hopefully see that is liquidy. And I'm going to put this in my cooler. This comes separate. This is a thermos that will keep this warm. And this will sit for 8 hours to about 24 hours. So the longer it sits, the tangier it's going to be. And it'll thicken. You'll start to see it thicken and coagulate when it's ready. And that's how easy it is to make your own yogurt and make your own water kefir. And you can ferment vegetables. You could do sauerkraut, which is pretty easy. So play around with fermentation this month. Have fun with us with it and let us know your recipes and what you try. And thank you. We'll see you next month.